7.
Dial in toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and you can actually create the content. What you see was put there by listeners just like you. So go and add what you want to the site. You can submit it. We're now connected with Reddit, so it's Reddit integrated. We've integrated the Free Talk Live subreddit right onto the front page of freetalklive.com. Go and get interactive and see for yourself. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Allie.
So, follow-up story. The Boston rapper. He's 18 years old. He is still in high school and posted something fairly offensive on Facebook recently, which landed him in jail. Now, there's an update on the case. RollingStone.com has the story where a grand jury has declined to indict an aspiring Massachusetts rapper whom police had accused of making terroristic threats. According to Essex County District Attorney's Office, Cameron D'Ambrosio, age 18, was arrested in Methuen, Massachusetts on May 2nd after posting a rap verse on his Facebook wall that contained the line, F a Boston bomb-imb. Wait till you see the S I do. I'ma be famous for rapping and beat every murder charge that comes across me.
Right, obviously a very well thought out, premeditated, planned action, right?
Yeah, he didn't even take the time to fix his misspelling. He spelled bombing with a B at the end instead of a G. So, I mean, it sounds to me like he was just tapping this out on his cell phone or
right.
whatever, and just you know threw it out there. And, you know, he's a rapper. Rappers rap about violence in a lot of cases. You know, rap is known for being about sex and violence. It's not all that way, obviously. But that's kind of the mentality of some people. And you look back in the 1990s, there's songs like Body Count's Cop Killer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that whole song's about arming up and dressing up so you can go kill some cops.
Well, even like, are you familiar with that super popular song Now, which is apparently about school shootings, where it's like, the lyrics are, the chorus is, all the other kids with their pumped up kicks better run, better run,
yeah.
faster than my bullet.
I didn't know what it was
called. I was like jamming to that song before I even like was really hearing the lyrics. I was like, this song sounds like it's about something violent. It sounds so nice and happy. And then someone, you know, was like, that's about the school shootings. And I thought, oh, weird. You know, so how do you know when someone's writing lyrics, if they're writing from their first person true intentions or if they're expressing the attitudes of someone which they are satirizing or whatever?
Yeah, is it a threat or is it just somebody expressing violent thoughts in song or in prose form or whatever? And there's a long history of violence in music. I mean, there's a band called Cannibal Corpse. Which is just a, you know, it's a heavy metal, not sorry, heavy metal, but like death metal, like as metal as you can get. And it's just pure violence. I mean, there's one song called Force Fed Broken Glass. I mean, the Cannibal Corpse, if you look at the lyrics, this is the kind of stuff I listened to when I was a teenager. I haven't listened to it in years. Pete Eyre from copblock.org loves these guys. But
obviously a very violent fellow.
No, he's so peaceful. He's so nice, Pete. I mean, I'm sure Pete could defend you very well if he were attacked. But this band, basically, that when they were interviewed, they said that they write horror movie lyrics. Like, their lyrics are essentially what some crazed killer in a horror movie would do. They're not out killing people. And there's no evidence that anyone who's listened to Cannibal Corpse has gone out and killed anyone. And even if they had, it still wouldn't justify outlawing what it is that Cannibal Corpse was saying, because free speech is important. And this is one of the things I was talking about at Talkers, the New Media Seminar, my two-minute introduction for the Free Speech Award ceremony, which, by the way, Glenn Beck received the Free Speech Award, and he gave a pretty good speech, too. But, you know, free speech is important to protect outrageous and offensive and iconoclastic speech. As you hopefully know, free speech isn't here to protect popular speech. Popular speech doesn't need to be protected. And I have to say, I'm really pleased with this grand jury. Normally, you can't count on grand juries to do the right thing.
No, especially when, like, such a whatever fresh on the mind issue is the Boston bombings. Terrorism. I just expect the jury to be like, anyone who doesn't share my feelings about this can go to jail.
Yeah, so good on the grand jury for doing the right thing in this case and essentially setting this kid free. The high school student has been held in jail since May without bail. He's been there for over a month, I think. There will be a bail hearing this afternoon, and this article was posted, I believe, yesterday. So he probably is out at this point, hopefully. I haven't gotten that update. But at which point he'll probably be released, according to Essex County DA spokesperson Carrie Kimball Monahan. Prosecutors sought to charge D'Ambrosio with threats to make a bomb or hijack a vehicle, carrying a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Danielle Simpson, legal assistant to his lawyer, said they expect D'Ambrosio to be released on his own recognizance and home on Thursday night. An additional court date is scheduled for June 27th in Lawrence District Court, but Kimball and Monahan said the DA would not likely bring additional charges. Before the indictment was rejected, civil liberties advocates said the case raised serious concerns. First Amendment, or Evan Greer, the campaign manager for Center for Rights, which created an online petition in support of D'Ambrosio, said this is a travesty of free speech and a travesty of the First Amendment. We should never allow tragedies to limit rights, says Greer, who believes that authorities overreacted in the wake of recent violence in Boston. It doesn't actually make us safer. D'Ambrosio was arrested after his fellow students alerted a school police officer. It's always another student who's going to snitch you out.
Right.
Every time.
What would you prefer back in the olden days where, you know, if you're going to get picked on, they'll just beat you up after class, versus now where they just call the cops and have you arrested and make you go through this whole life where, you know, this is how you're known as the guy who got charged with terroristic threats for posting about, you know, the Boston bombings and whatever, a very offensive way. I would argue it was offensive, and I would probably defriend someone for saying something like that. But that doesn't mean you call the cops on them.
You probably, if you're his friend on Facebook, you're probably used to seeing him post lyrics.
That's true.
He probably posts rap lyrics all the time. In fact, if anything, if this guy's lucky, now that the grand jury has bumped this out and he's being released, if he's lucky, this might actually be his 15 minutes, you know? Like,
yeah.
This may propel him to a record
deal
or something.
He'll be the next Eminem or something.
I don't know if that's going to happen for him, but it could. Like,
it could.
Who knew who Cameron D'Ambrosio was before he said that on Facebook? So the police, if it was their intention to punish him, in fact, may have actually given him the biggest career boost
he
may ever have received. Because there's a lot of people out there who would love to be rap stars, but it's just like people that want to be NBA superstars or NFL superstars. Most people just aren't going to make the cut.
That's true.
So that's good news. I'm glad to hear about that. I could go on with the details in the story, but the good news is the grand jury rejected that. So that's fantastic. Now, also mentioned that Vermont's governor has signed a bill yesterday. This also huge news. Decriminalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana. The new law, which goes into effect on July 1st, will remove criminal penalties on possession of up to an ounce of cannabis and replace them with civil fines. Shumlin said last month, this is the governor, he said, "I applaud the legislature's action to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana. Vermonters support sensible drug policies. This legislation allows our courts and law enforcement to focus their limited resources more effectively to fight highly addictive opiates such as heroin and prescription drugs that are tearing apart families and communities." Now, I don't agree with all of his statement. I think that, yes, heroin's bad. Yes, prescription drug addiction is terrible. But fighting those things, arresting the people who sell those products, arresting the users, is not the solution, in the same way that it's not the solution for, you know, an alcoholic
to
be put in jail.
Well, it has to be an individual's fight, not a collectivist. We're going to purge society of these things. Like, it's just not that easy. Addiction's very much a personal struggle.
But at least the governor gets it in Vermont about marijuana. At least he is clearly compassionate on this issue, unlike this woman in New Hampshire who was elected last year, Maggie Hassan, I believe that is how that's how they pronounce Hassan up here in New England. But Maggie Hassan has not been very friendly toward marijuana decriminalization. In fact, she's barely been friendly toward medical marijuana. The good news is, in New Hampshire, governorships and all elected offices only last for 2 years.
Yeah.
So she'll be up for election next year.
great.
And, yeah. So
and I cannot vote for her.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A little bit more detail on what's going to happen in Vermont. I think it's pretty great news. And they're not the only state that's doing it. Lots of changes are coming. It's Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Youngevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a podcast and live streams and radio stations, over 100 great radio stations across the country, AM and FM. You can also find us on XM, and you'll also find us on free-to-air. Free-to-air is available across North America and Central America, and it's brought to you by Bitcoin. It costs you nothing to subscribe to. You just have to buy the equipment once, and that's it. And you get to listen to Free Talk Live any old night that you want to, plus all the other great LRN.FM content. And it is brought to you by Bitcoin. So, again, go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about all of our listening options. There's the webcam. There are the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. And, of course, our live streams, excuse me, three different live streams are available there for you at all times. You can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live 24/7 at listen.freetalklive.com. Now, maybe that's not enough. Maybe, you know, you want something a little bit different. Well, there's all kinds of great Liberty podcasts out there. And one of my favorites is the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, it's a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Who couldn't use information about that stuff? Visit their YouTube channel, and you can watch their controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of government. The ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com. They do a great job over there. Recommend that.
I agree. I think addressing the misinformation you encountered in high school is like one of the biggest important developments you can make in your life, because people go their whole lives believing the same stuff they heard in high school and never confront any of that.
Yeah, it's so important. We were just talking about this high school student who got arrested for writing rap lyrics.
Right.
Had he not actually ever been to government high school, maybe he never would have been arrested for this. Maybe if he were being schooled at home or, you know, unschooled, which of course is where you let the young person decide their own schooling directions, and he posts something on Facebook, who's going to snitch him out?
Right.
He doesn't know half the people. If he was not going to the high school, he wouldn't know all the bad people at the high school, all the people who didn't like him at the high school.
Well, I thought it was kind of, you know, it's a good story that the grand jury voted in favor of free speech and that he doesn't have to go to, was he in jail and got to leave?
He was being held in jail for over a month.
That's street cred. But
well, so, hopefully he'll get a settlement, too, after this.
Well, now he gets to leave jail and go into a public school, which is a lot like jail.
It sure is. In fact, the similarities are pretty striking. We could get into that, but I want to get to more of this story. And then you've got a story, Allie, about a drone bomber, somebody who actually piloted drones, and what he has to say after the fact. We'll get to that. But Vermont just passed decrim. So they already had medical in Vermont. Now they've got marijuana decrim, and essentially they're going to make it so you can have up to an ounce of cannabis, and then you'll basically just get a civil fine if you get caught with it. According to the new measure, HuffingtonPost.com has this story, first-time offenders will not get more than a $200 fine for possession. The fine will increase for repeat offenders, and under the law, marijuana possession will no longer result in the creation of a criminal record.
What's a small amount?
Under an ounce.
Under an ounce, okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. That's a lot better than the bill that was proposed in New Hampshire, which was originally to be an ounce, but was whittled down to a quarter of an ounce, and then it didn't pass the Senate. So that one didn't go anywhere. New Hampshire's looking at doing medical, and it's sad that New Hampshire, the supposed live free or die state, is not leading the way on marijuana decriminalization. But we're still just getting started here in New Hampshire as the Free State Project. There are only 1,100 people here as part of the project.
I know, but Vermont doesn't have a Free State Project.
Yeah.
Then, what is the huge difference between the people in Vermont and the people in New Hampshire? Like, is the citizenry really that different and different-minded?
Good question.
That the representatives are just vote differently on these subjects? Like, this is weird.
I don't know. That's an excellent question, and
it's obviously political is what it must be. It's probably like the people who have been in office and the revolving door between business and office in New Hampshire is a little bit different than that of Vermont, and that's why things tend to trend the way they trend in New Hampshire differently than the way they do in Vermont. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Well, we know that Vermont was one of the choices for the Free State Project. Back when the project was founded, there were 10 possible options, 10 states that were the initial members were to choose from. to decide which should be the one. And New Hampshire overwhelmingly won. So when you compare next, you know, New Hampshire and Vermont right next to one another and on various different factors, New Hampshire's got a lot of things that Vermont doesn't have. And
so, what were those things that were so much more appealing to the people deciding this?
Well, I can't say offhand because I don't remember a lot of the points. What happened when there was the vote was they sent out like this 40-page booklet, 40 full sheets of paper with pitches, basically, from the people who supported each of the 10 states.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people that were already in the state or the people that were big fans of that state kind of came together and they, okay, well, how can we persuade people to choose Vermont or whatever the other options were? Delaware was one of them, Wyoming. And so New Hampshire's persuasion was just that good. They had 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And you can still read most of those reasons over at freestateproject.org. You know, things like no income tax, no sales tax. I believe Vermont
sure.
has a sales tax.
Yeah, I think they do. Don't they have an income tax,
I think
too?
They have an income tax as well. So, you know, Vermont definitely has some things going for it. It is a relatively low population.
Well, I know that New Hampshire is touted as being, a lot of people, they make all these lists of, like, business freedom being great in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know what it's like to own a business, but I see, like, all these grassroots businesses coming out of Vermont. Like, in my workplace, we buy a lot of, you know, locally made products, and mm-hmm. a lot of those people are from Vermont, like the majority of them, I would say. They get people coming from Vermont all the time to sell their little, like, homemade products or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that just in New England, period. And New England is so small, those products tend to cross borders, so mm-hmm. that's probably what you're seeing there. Anyway, it's great news. Vermont basically turning cannabis into a traffic ticket. It's not a criminal record. So if you were to get caught with cannabis in Vermont, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal.
And it's not likely that the cop is going to put so much effort into searching your car, bringing out the drug dogs.
Now that it's not worthwhile
yeah.
anymore. Yeah, because it's a lot easier to find cannabis with a drug dog probably than it is some, let's say, capsuled pills or something like that, because cannabis is very stinky. So I think you're right about that. We'll see, though, I guess, over time, because I know that your boyfriend was actually searched by Vermont cops at one
oh,
point
yeah.
In the past. So we'll see if they change their behavior.
That was a crazy story. He'll have to come on to tell it sometime.
Vermont, by the way, legalized medical marijuana in 2004 and joins 14 other states that have adopted decriminalization laws for non-medical cannabis. In 2012, voters in two states, as you know, Washington and Colorado, approved ballot measures to tax and legalize marijuana for recreational use among those 21 years old and above. You know, I'd almost rather have the decrim with a $200 fine than and no criminal record than I would a legalized situation where the state is totally in control.
Right.
What about you? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, drone killer. We'll see what he says.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE, or you can do like Dave in Montana is doing and connect with us on Skype. We'll talk to him here in a few moments. Also take your calls, 855-450-FREE. Now, guys, you don't need to ask about the nearest bathroom all the time. You don't have to wake up several times a night. A healthy prostate means less urge to go, less frequency, and better flow. Now, a healthy prostate also means the new PT9 from Chamonix, with 6 natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to do all of the above and more. In fact, PT9 has ingredients shown to boost your testosterone levels all in one pill, prostate and testosterone. So if you can try a magnificent natural formula that can help enjoy your days and sleep better at night, and boost your testosterone for better libido and performance, would you try it? You can by calling 800-543-5833. That's 800-543-5833. And PT9 does come with an introductory half-price trial offer as well as a 6-month money-back guarantee. So the question is, why aren't you on the phone right now at 800-543-5833? That's 800-543-5833. More on this, or something, we haven't really talked about it yet, but this drone operator. Allie, you're going to give us that story, what he has to say after he's been involved in killings overseas.
That's right.
But first, Dave is on the line in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Hey, yo, Viva Kenny Biz.
Hey, man, hey. What's on your mind?
You know, the dilemma of this, the cannabis thing with the medical marijuana and, you know, decriminalization, to get the goodness of the plant to cure cancer, you need 2.5 ounces of the oil for a 3-month supply. And within you could get 6 months and you could probably cure your cancer with it. It's been proven.
With the oil, not smoking it?
It takes a pound of good buds. to make 2.5 ounces.
And what do you do with the oil?
You eat it. You ingest it.
At once or over a lengthy period of time?
You take twice a day, a little bit, as much as you can, you know, get down. And that 2.5 ounces will last you about 3 months. So you divvy it up into that portion, you know. And this guy in Montana, a father, saved his son. The doctors gave up on him. You could Google it and check it out. Montana father saved son with cannabis oil. And anyway, he snuck in the oil into the kid's feeding tube.
Huh.
And the brain cancer went away because the little 2-year-old had inoperable brain cancer because his little head was so small they couldn't, you know, go in there.
That's,
you know,
interesting too. And because it's a 2-year-old, you know, it's not a it's not a placebo effect.
Right.
The 2-year-old doesn't know.
No,
what's going on?
It's proven, man. It's proven. The medical industry don't want to hear this, man. No, they'd rather put a bullet in my head than to let the news out that cannabis cures cancer, man. There's so many people, they put the oil right on skin cancer. 3 weeks, it's gone. 3 weeks.
It's amazing. They're amazing claims. I mean,
this guy I bring to get chemo, he's like 75 years old. He got throat cancer, man. If he coated his throat with the oil of cannabis, it would cure him. And he gets mad at me when I try to tell him to get some cannabis oil and stuff.
Can he do that in Montana?
Yeah, where do you get cannabis oil?
But he's so brainwashed. He said he'd rather die than take that illegal drug.
But wait a minute. It's legal for medical use in Montana, isn't it?
Yeah, but you could only have 6 plants, man. Mm-hmm. And you can't grow a pound. You could only have so many ounces dried at the same.
Yeah.
Really stupid rules, I'm saying. That's what the whole problem is. If you had a juicer, right, and you juiced up the pound of the leaves and the sticks and all the trim of the buds and made juice of it, you get all the CBCs right there, man. You could cure kidney cancer. All people that are with these kidney tumors, man, cannabis juice will destroy kidney cancer. It's a miracle.
So is cannabis oil like... Okay, so I know
it's hash oil.
Okay.
Ever hear of hash oil? That's the kind of oil you need to fight the cancer, the oil with the THC in it. And to make 2.5 ounces of that, you need a good pound of buds, very good buds. You don't want to make it out of the sticks and everything. You want the good buds where all the concentrated THC is. And
what you're saying is there's so many restrictions on medical cannabis in a lot of states, it's impossible
right,
to do.
You can't
that.
Even, yeah, you can't, you'd have to do it illegally.
Right. And that's why your friend doesn't want to.
Pound of it, you know, on hand, you know. And then that's only going to last you 3 months. You need a couple of pounds to make like a, you know, a half a pound of oil so you could have, you know, your whole cure right there, you know. That's the problem. But everybody wants to be a millionaire off of it. All the growers of the medical marijuana, when I talk to them about this, they tell me to shut up. They like it the way it is, man, because they're getting their money.
That's a shame.
It is, man. That's why it failed in California. All the medical marijuana.
Well, I wouldn't say it's failed in California, man. It's going strong out there.
When it got put on the ballot to legalize it, it got shot down.
Oh, you mean legal? Yeah. But what I mean is the
medical's
going strong.
All the growers were voting against.
Oh, I totally understand.
That surprised me.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Dave, and I share the frustration.
Just like the alcohol prohibition. Do you know who was standing next to the priest and to the pastor? It was the guy selling the underground booze, man, with a suit on going, yeah, make alcohol against the law, you know, because they were making money off of it, running it under
Raking
the... Under
yeah,
maybe that's
right.
Why we're having so much trouble with cannabis decrim in New Hampshire.
Cannabis medical marijuana is a road leading to more control. What they should do so we could grow our own medicine is to let us do it like home brewing. You're allowed to make like 2 pounds, right, and make your oil, and you're allowed to trade a pound to somebody. Hey, no man, money.
If I'm a free person, I should be able to grow a whole field of it if that's what I want to do. And Dave, I thank you for the call.
The hemp should be free, growing for everybody. You should be able to grow hemp.
Well, the good news is in New Hampshire, the hemp bill has actually been doing fairly well. I'm not sure what the governor is going to say about it, but it did very well in the Senate committee and also in New Hampshire.
Man, that are getting their fingers into this medical marijuana. We got to break free from it because this plant belongs in the hands of the people.
That's how I feel, brother. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Just to be clear, the plant's always been in the hands of the people.
Sure.
People who want to can easily get marijuana. It's not hard to do. It's very prolific. There are millions of people in America that use it on a regular basis. So it's there. It's in people's hands. It's just that we've got a system that puts those people in prison cells when they get caught with this plant, and that's what needs to end. And I agree with everything Dave says. I mean, I don't know if I know – I don't agree with him on the cannabis curing all these things. You know, that hasn't been tested, although I don't doubt these people have had profound experiences with it. And there are some, I think, initial studies that show that it does have some sort of anti-cancerous property, cannabis. So I am really excited to see what the future of testing cannabis is, because we don't really know. We don't really know what amazing things cannabis can do for people. Besides, here and there's some studies that come out that suggest that it could be helpful in certain ways, because we really can't have full-blown cannabis studies going on in this country, at least not yet, not with the DEA around causing problems for growers and things like that, and basically preventing and prohibiting anyone from doing any meaningful publicly known research about it. So there's a long way to go here, and I agree with Dave, and I think that that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project is so important. If we can get, or rather when we can get enough people together who actually care about doing something for freedom in the same place, maybe then we'll have a real shot at real decriminalization or legalization that doesn't involve regulation. And forget about this medical stuff. Who needs medical cannabis when you can have totally decriminalized or legalized cannabis?
Or better yet, the cops just don't care what the laws are.
Yeah, that'll be the day. 855-450-FREE. You are a dreamer, Allie.
I know.
And I appreciate that. The world needs dreamers. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about somebody who was a killer, former drone operator. What's he have to say for himself? Allie will tell us in moments.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words. DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. We've got news updates. If you would like, we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our emails there. Also, you can follow us on Facebook as well as Twitter. So go to news.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Allie and I were talking during the break there about California's decrim, or rather the legalization initiative that Dave was referencing from Montana a moment ago.
Well, and I was also thinking of, I'm sorry, I can't remember the documentary name, but the documentary I saw about drugs in the, or cannabis in the United States and how it really would, the drug dealers are the ones... not the only ones, but they're a group of people who would be hurt by setting cannabis free because they profit off of the black market.
Drug dealers and the police are the two primary groups who benefit from the black market. Everybody else gets screwed. The users.
Police, because there's more jobs available
to
enforce.
And they get confiscation, too. So, like in Bradenton, Florida, if you're driving in Bradenton and they pull you over, they find a bag of weed in your car... they will then give you a form, and they'll tell you, all right, Allie, look, I know you don't want to go to jail. Nobody really wants to go to jail, and you're going to go to jail for a long time, little Missy. And I can help you out. Here, tell you what. I'll give you this form. You just sign over the rights to your car. Give me the title, and then we'll go ahead and we'll just take care of this. You won't have to go to jail.
Title to the car?
You can just walk home.
Wow.
They do that. They do that a lot, and there's asset forfeiture laws that make it completely legal, and they'll take people's houses from them. They take cars all the time.
How do they frame this as anything other than extortion? Because it's like...
it's legal.
Bare in its face,
it's extortion. It's not extortion when they do it.
I guess not.
All they have to do is write down the law and then call it legal at that point. But, so, in California, there was this legalization initiative, as Dave was pointing out, that... the people who are growing marijuana for, say, the medical facilities were opposing. And in fact, it didn't happen because of the opposition to it. So you'd think, you know, it seems like it doesn't follow that somebody...
yeah, they're supposed to be on the right side of things.
Right. So the motivation there is that here's my look at it. I mean, I've never talked to one of these guys, so I'm just gonna take a guess, an educated guess, because I've known some growers in the past, but they weren't in California. But my guess is that having been to California, know people that that have lived there, and asked them about, well, what are the prices? You know, what do you pay for an ounce of good pot in California? It's not that much cheaper than an ounce of good pot anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little cheaper. And it's also the real benefit to being in California is the choices.
Right.
So variety. You go into one of these cannabis dispensaries, and there's a humongous variety of not only types or brands or whatever you want to call it, flavors of cannabis, but also ways in which to dose it. You know, you can get a pre-rolled joints, you can get candies, cookies, all kinds
right.
of stuff, drinks. So there's lots of different ways to take THC there. So there's a lot of competition in those ways, and that's a good thing. But the price has managed to stay up because it's still a fairly restricted market. Now it's one of the least restricted medical programs out there. I mean, you can walk into a cannabis doctor's office and say, yeah, I'm having a tough time sleeping.
Yeah, the consumer side is fairly lax, but as far as the production side sounds, is that what you're talking about? There's a lot of rules.
Well, because it's still illegal to use it for recreational purposes in California, it's still got that kind of forbidden aspect over it, and there's still the fear of being caught. There's still all of those things, unless you are a medical cannabis user, and a lot of people are, but it's still that restricted marketplace because not anyone can enter, not just anyone can grow. You know, you have to have the appropriate permit or whatever, as I understand it. Please, if you're in California and I'm getting this wrong, correct me at 855-450-FREE. But, you know, you don't just get to start growing the cannabis on your own. You have to be approved. You have to be an approved caregiver or whatever,
right.
or grower. And then to sell it, you have to, you know, you can't just be anybody. You've got to go through certain steps. So there's a lot of regulation that surrounds it that keeps the price driven up. And that's what these growers want. They want that price to stay up. And they know that if cannabis were to be legalized or decriminalized, to the point where it's not enforced, then anybody who wanted to could enter the game. They could, and of course, you still have the DEA going around stealing things from people.
Right.
That doesn't help anything. So there's a few factors that are kind of pressing the price upward.
Well, you're comparing the price to prices in New Hampshire, but as far as things I've heard is that everything in California is more expensive anyway. I mean, how much was it for? How
gas
much was it
is more expensive, yeah.
before it was legalized? Like how? Or,
well, that's a good question, and I don't have the answer to that. If somebody is in California who can remember the price
go down?
Yeah, before, you know, what was the price in 1996 as compared to 2006 for an ounce of weed? Now, of course, there's also inflation, although inflation doesn't really hit the black market in the same way that it does, for whatever reason, I don't know why that is, but inflation, like the black market doesn't adjust for inflation very well over time, because I know that today in 2013...
Mm-hmm.
I can pay about the same as what, you know, I might have paid in 2003 for, you know, the same amount of weed. It hasn't really gone up, even though
I don't really know how that works.
Yeah, I just think that the black market just doesn't, you know, there's enough profit built in because it's the black market that maybe
yeah,
we just don't really consider that.
The drug dealers are still getting less for the same amount.
It's true.
Right?
It's true. I guess there's just enough competition in the black market to keep those prices from adjusting upward.
Yeah.
I guess. Let's go to the phones. Robert's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie. Hey, Robert.
Hi, how you doing, Ian?
What's on your mind?
Oh, just you guys hear you talking about marijuana, and you know, I think it's that this. You know, it's obvious that the drug industry does not want to see this go legalized, and you know, I'm just saying, you know what? It's got to the point to where, you know, people are sick of trying to fighting this thing. You know, just throw seeds everywhere. You know, what are they, yeah. how are they going to stop us?
Wasn't that Mark Emery's plan?
Mark Emery called that Operation Overgrow.
You know,
he's not in prison.
It's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course, you're in Vermont now, so I don't know if they're going to decrim growing it, of course, which is, of course, one of the problems with these decrim laws. They acknowledge on one hand that, oh, yeah, having marijuana is not so bad after all. But at the same time, they don't acknowledge that, hey, somebody's got to grow that pot in order to have an ounce of it. Somebody has to grow, you know, multiple plants at some point to be able to get people ounces. And at some point, somebody's got to have a pound of it to sell for, you know, several ounces.
Well, it does reflect something about people's lack of understanding about the way goods and services are provided when they have all this compassion for consumers of marijuana. But if it wasn't for the growers and producers, these consumers would have no relief. You know, whatever it is you think medical benefits come from using cannabis and you feel sorry for people that can't get it, you should, you know, congratulate people that provide that for them.
Absolutely. I mean, the people that are selling and growing marijuana are heroic people.
There are people who will say, well, if it's possession, I don't think they should go to jail. But if you're dealing drugs, then, yeah, you should go to jail.
It's nonsense. And there are those people, and I've seen them testify at the state house hearings. But congratulations, Robert. I mean, you've got a good thing going on there in Vermont with a pretty decent decriminalization bill that just passed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it doesn't affect me anyways, because I can legally have it. I get my own medical marijuana, so.
Oh.
And
Do you grow it? Do you grow it, or do you go to the distribution center or whatever?
No, where you go and you purchase it, it hasn't, the one that I got to go to hasn't opened yet. It won't be open until next month.
Okay.
But they'll tell you
which one you can go to?
I go to the one that's closest to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's one in Mount Pelier, and then there's one, I think, up in Burlington, and then our closest one to me is in Rutland. The dispensaries, that's what they call it.
And what are you paying there, by the way, for this medical cannabis?
You know, I don't know, because that dispensary that I need in Rutland won't be open until July.
Oh, so you've never, even though you are a medical patient, you've never actually purchased the medical marijuana through for any of the dispensaries there?
No, because the other two dispensaries, they opened this month, but the one that I... Because, see, you can only go to one dispensary. I can't go, you know, to the other two if I wanted to. I have to pick one.
How recently did this happen? Where
2006 was when Vermont changed the law, right?
Somewhere around there, 2004, 2006.
Has it really taken them the bulk of a decade to open up a dispensary?
Well, the cost of setting it up is almost $50,000.
Well, it's interesting they're all popping up around the same time, too.
Yeah,
it makes me... Because the market responds pretty fast.
Well, these aren't market dispensaries. They're state-run, aren't they, Robert?
Somebody is the one that they invest the money and then...
Interesting. I'll have to learn more about that. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I know the New Hampshire plans to have them be state-run. It's Free Talk Live.
Online Bitcoin Poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.